You just convince yourself you're a grizzly bear and you go out in the woods and eat bark and die of bark poisoning. And they're like, wow, we have achieved transhumanism.
Isn't that what happened to the guy from
Into the Wild?
Into the Wild. He went to the wild and ate only rabbits and then like didn't get any fat. So he died.
No, he died of eating a poison plant.
Oh, a poison plant. Oh, okay. I thought he was already getting rabbit sickness.
I mean, I'm sure he was probably as good as dead as soon as he went. That's a hilarious fucking book.
I never read it. It just seems so stupid. He just burned his money, sold his car, walked off into the woods and then fucking died. It's like, why would you want to read that book if you know the ending is Lamau, he fucking croaked after a month.
And burning your money or giving it away or whatever the fuck he did is so fucking stupid. Like, you're going into the wild, dude. You need a large bag of limes, first off.
Buy some stuff. Get some stuff to use out there. What are you gonna do? Just fucking use bow and arrow to hunt rabbits or something?
What's the point of it? Don't you understand that humans have never lived that way? And by that way, I mean alone. Fucking impossible. You'll die.
You gotta have a community. Well, and then he was supposed to go into the wild, right? It was supposed to be I'm getting rid of all my possessions and going into the wild.
Right.
And then he ends up sleeping in a fucking car. It's that didn't grow there, buddy. I'm communing with the spirit of this 78 Pontiac that was left in the woods.
Fucking loser.
I don't know how anyone gets into that book. I don't know what the lesson there is, except for don't be such a dumbass. Yeah.
I think that the fact that that book is on every ninth grade reading list in America is just straight up a propaganda campaign to make us all individualistic, ineffectual losers, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful way to die, I guess.
Yeah, and then it's because it's a game plan that works if you're rich. I guess if you don't burn your money, if you're I want to go off and do everything by myself and live my own way, it's if you have $100 billion, that works. You can do that. For everybody else, at best you're gonna fail and give up, and at worst you're gonna die in the back of some left behind camper van.
Yeah, there's actually a completely different story that is kind of cool. The guy who succeeded in doing that was called the North Woods Hermit. The North Pond Hermit. Mm-hmm. And he did it for 27 years.
Was that the guy who was basically stealing food to survive constantly and living in a tent?
He wasn't stealing food. The only thing he would sometimes steal was he only stole it maybe 3 or 4 times, but he would steal the propane tanks from people's backyards.
Yeah, I remember this guy. He was living in Maine for a long time and he got arrested finally. I thought he talked about stealing alcohol and stuff, I think. Living in a tent. He just stole a bunch of a tent and supplies and stuff to live in the woods.
But I almost like that better, because it's not his whole thing was I don't want to be around people.
Yeah.
And he was honest about that. Mm-hmm. he's I don't really need to live in the woods. He's I want the creature comforts, but I don't like any of you people.
Yeah.
I at least respect that for being honest.
Yeah. It's not the romantic, mystical allure of nature or some grand narrative about
Which is what the Into the Woods shit is about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which
that
is funny because
sucks.
The movie is about him being a train rider kid for the whole movie and meeting Burning Man people and being wow, I had such an adventure. And then I'm going to go into the woods and die.
That book was just handed out by ninth grade English teachers who thought I'm the only teacher at this school who's even half fucking interesting. Who even has half an ounce of cult. My teacher that made us read that book was a huge fan of Jim Morrison. And every year he would tell me, as if he had never told me before, you like music, right? I used to be in a band called The End, the Doors song.
Oh, no.
And I was yeah, dude, you are definitely an Into the Wild ass motherfucker. Cormac McCarthy, Fear and Loathing ass motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
I can respect. I'm thinking about, I think in ninth grade, my English teacher, it was his first year teaching, or at least his first year at that school. Mm-hmm. And I an English teacher who just is a dork unabashedly. Mm-hmm. I think he literally had braces. He had adult braces because his teeth were fucked up. And he just I just love books. I love fucking Charles Dickens and The Great Gatsby. And he was just a nerd. for the kind of books we had to read, and was like rereading them every single year, even though he'd already read them before.
Scott, my favorite book.
Which one?
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
He probably did like that book.
I bet he did.
Yeah. Just sitting How around in high school reading the fucking high school reading list and being like, wow, I wish I could read these books forever. And then you're in college and you get the idea. You're like, if I become an English teacher, I can just read these same 9 books forever. Here comes It'll Catcher awesome. In the Rye again. Oh boy, I love Catcher in the Rye.
It's my favorite one.
To Kill a Mockingbird, I'll never get tired of this. I'll never want to learn another lesson. I think this will be good for the rest of my life.
Cracking open the cover of a well-worn copy of To Kill a Mockingbird and just saying smugly to yourself, more like To Thrill a Mockingbird.
Oh man, what a
sipping
nerd.
Sipping an incredibly cheap wine very slowly and never getting properly drunk. You don't even like wine, you just think it's something you're supposed to do while you read books.
Because it's classy.
Yeah, you take one hit of pipe tobacco and you spend 10 minutes coughing and never smoke it again.
I fucking saw a guy smoking a pipe dressed in like his Sunday best, and I took a photo of him and posted it to Twitter. It was on 420, and that, so I said like, and happy 420 to you as well, sir, some Reddit shit. But I remember thinking to myself, like, it's not a church, it's not Sunday or Saturday, it's not either one of the church days. And this dude is just out here in an Aldi parking lot smoking pipe tobacco. And you gotta wonder what kind of energy you have to just smoke pipe tobacco in a way that presents it as if it's normal in a place like an Aldi parking lot.
Mm-hmm. That's cool though. What is he dressed like and how old is he?
I would say he was in his late 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
And he was dressed like semi-formal, like a professor who is giving a prestigious lecture more than like a business executive or something.
Mm. All right. Well, I think that guy's cool.
Yeah, me too.
He probably just had something to go to where he had to be kind of dressed up. And
he's
he was
normal.
Like, I want to smoke. I want to see this picture of him going through your media tab right now.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. It said it was on 420.
Yeah, it was 420. On 420.
Been 8 days already.
I like a pipe. I have one, and I'll smoke it every once in a while. Just
you have like a
tobacco
only pipe. You have that you actually like don't use for weed or anything.
Because it's like a wooden pipe made of like acorn. You know, like it's like a pipe.
Right.
For tobacco. Here
I found it. I'll put it in the Zencaster chat.
And it's nice to just like on a nice summer spring day or whatever, like have a nice smoke a nice pipe of tobacco.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. I've never done that just with the intention of smoking
cool
a pipe
guy.
Of tobacco. I always did it with like a pipe that my buddy had bought. He's like, I don't have a pipe. Let's get a pipe. And he's like, this corn cob pipe is $3. And I'm like, hey, just so you know, man, the tobacco use only sticker on that one actually means something.
You really shouldn't smoke weed in that.
It's going to ruin it in like 5 hits. I know this from experience. It's just not worth it.
So you never smoked a tobacco pipe?
No, not with just tobacco in it.
Oh,
I've always used it as like a really janky way to smoke weed.
Sure. It's a good flavor.
You got to do it for the flavor, you know?
You got to do it for the flavor.
That's the thing. I never smoked for the flavor. I always smoked because I just like having tics and routines.
My oral fixation.
Yeah. That was the hardest thing for me. I don't think I ever was like well and truly addicted to nicotine. I think nicotine makes me dizzy. I think I just really enjoy the hand to mouth thing. And if all I do is weed all day, which is what I did when I was quitting cigarettes, I am not functional. Not at all. Like I can smoke weed all day, but I can't smoke weed like it's cigarettes all day. That's too much.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. You just like so you basically maintain like a low level high, right? Because I feel like I've always known you. Like whenever I've ever hung out with you, you're high, but like not too high. Like you're very functional.
Yeah. The problem is if I drink a lot, I don't keep track of how much I'm smoking, and then I also smoke a lot, and then I'm not functional. But yeah, like if you meet me, like if you're like, let's go to brunch, and I'm like, okay, I'll meet you for brunch, and we all have brunch at like 10:30. Yeah, I've had like 6 hits off the doink pen cumulatively throughout the morning leading up to that point.
Wasn't a meme going around recently that was like, why do you have to smoke weed? We're just going to 7-Eleven. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was an old tweet.
Is it an old tweet?
It was, you know, that guy, it was like a big account where his display name is Xi Jinping. It's like a Chinese guy. It was like a tweet of his from 2019. I saw it. I was like, oh yeah, that was a pretty good account. I guess he doesn't post anymore, or I never see it or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I mean, I've been that guy for like most of my life now. About half of my life, I've been that guy who's like, all right, guys, we need to do the dishes. Let me smoke this bowl. You know, like it's always that first. Uh-huh. And then, do the dishes get done? Sometimes.
Maybe. Sure. Probably.
I think someone commented, it might have been in mids posting, so shout out to you if I'm just quoting one of our listeners, but they were like, I'd be more concerned if someone wanted to go to 7-Eleven while not high.
Yeah, right. To be
like,
fair.
Like, what are you doing there?
Every time I've been in a 7-Eleven not high or just like not even high enough, I very much regretted it. Because like if you can't stand in front of the worst pizza you've ever seen and consider buying a slice, you're not high enough to be in that 7-Eleven.
That's true. I do like 7-Eleven though.
It's
like 7-Eleven too. It's a lot of fun. I joined their rewards club. I get their slushies. I moved back to Michigan though, now where everything's Speedway. Gotta say, Speedway not as good. Not even not quite as good as a 7-Eleven.